This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What happens to the people who desire this world and its pleasures at any cost? Well, we would say, and ask another question, what happens to the people who run after the worldly pleasures even at the cost of disobedience of Allah? Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, whoever desires the world's life and its finery, we will pay them in full their deeds therein, and they shall not be made to suffer loss in respect of them. These are they for whom there is nothing but fire in the hereafter, and what they wrought in it shall go for nothing, and vain is what they do. So, brothers and sisters, if somebody is willing and ready to follow and fulfill their desires of this world and the pleasures of this world at any cost, this is what Allah has to say about it. You will get that pleasure, that temporary pleasure in this world, but in the hereafter, there is chastisement if you are carrying it out, the worldly pleasure, based on the disobedience of Allah. It's not like Allah will obstruct your way if you chase this world. No, Allah will let you have this dunya, this world. But what we want to make sure is that we make an informed decision that if we go down this route to seek the pleasures of this dunya at any cost, even if it comes at the disobedience of Allah, then in the hereafter, Allah has already informed us there is chastisement waiting for us. So this reformation of mind helps you defend yourself and protect yourself against sinning. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the reformation of the mind, and we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, the Holy Quran, has already informed us that if you run after and chase after this dunya, Allah will let you have it. But if you are seeking the pleasures of this dunya while you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you sin, then there is chastisement in the hereafter. Look, Allah keeps informing us of the consequences of the choices we make. If we desire this dunya at any cost, even at the expense of Allah's displeasure, He will let us have it. Allah says in the Holy Quran, whoever desires this present life, we hasten to him therein what we please for whomever we desire. Then we assign to him hell and shall enter it despised, driven away. It's chapter 17, verse 18. Similarly, if we desire the hereafter and we make effort, then Allah promises us in this world. Allah says in chapter 17, verse 19, and whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it as he ought to strive, and he is a believer, as for these, their striving shall surely be accepted. Again, look how Allah is informing us of the consequences of the choices we make. So, brothers and sisters, this is a lesson that we have to start reforming our thought process and reforming our mind to start looking at this dunya and the akhirah, this world and the hereafter, in this manner.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.